Hear, hear.
Hear, hear, where we obviously employ the underaged.
Do we?
That's your intro. That's the intro. It sounds like it's from a from a, like a 12-year-old or something. I know that's your voice tweaked, but I think of you as underage anyway.
That's sweet.
How was your weekend, Mark?
Got stood up on a date again.
No.
Same guy. Huh. This time it's because he was drunk. So I think that's a good sign.
What was the first time? What was the
food poisoning from Kentucky Fried Chicken. So I think I was trying to date a hillbilly.
Well, it sounds like you're trying to date someone who does not have very healthy habits.
No.
Yeah. Wow.
So that was fun.
Is this one of those fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, ain't gonna fool me again?
Yeah, I said bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad. Well, I mean, yeah, you don't want a drunk with a weak stomach as your new boy toy.
Or one of your,
who but, does, really?
But the funny thing was I ended up going downtown and hanging out, my normal hangouts, and I'm well-known enough downtown that I can walk into a number of places and everyone knows me.
Yeah.
So I created my own community, basically. Both those that speak English and those that don't.
So if you get stood up, you have like a backup date. Just waiting for
maybe
you.
Maybe not a date, but a backup kind of plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whether it be those crazy Mexican carny bars I go to or the, you know, Bar 107.
You ever scratch someone off your B-list and put them on your A-list?
No, I only promote a B-list. It's kind of my thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I went ice skating yesterday.
Oh.
Downtown.
That?
Yeah. Outdoors.
Wow.
I know, it's such a weird thing for L.A. to think about it. Yeah,
because we don't have any ice.
Right.
So I'm really interested to know how you've done that.
The only ice we have is at 7-Eleven.
The only ice we have was in the drink of your date that didn't make it to
Yeah. So 7-Eleven kept coming with a truck and unloading the ice, and we kind of crunched on it, and we're like, this doesn't make any sense. No, they, you know, in Pershing Square downtown, right across from the Biltmore Hotel, they do a portable ice rink every year. It's not a full-size rink. It's a kind of a half-size rink. You're almost doing one complete turn the whole time. And I went with a whole group of people.
So it's like smaller than the one that they have at Rockefeller Center?
Oh, yeah. Rockefeller Center is huge compared to this.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's like a normal-size rink. You could probably do an NHL game on that rink.
Really?
I don't know. I've only seen it once. And then on TV, of course. And on TV, it looks enormous. It looks like it's a football field.
I weighed more when I lived in New York, so everything seemed smaller.
That makes sense. Because I remember the one place we used to go for pizza near 113th and Broadway, you probably know it. It's like the slice was the size of your shoulder blades. Like the end to end and then down to the middle of your back.
They have a place like that on Hollywood Boulevard that has, say, New York style of pizza.
Is it right across from...
And the slices are ridiculously wide.
Is it right across from the Hollywood Highland?
Yeah.
I've been there, yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, so you went skating. How was that?
I was the only one who would actually skate without having to hold onto the rails. So I was skating by myself the whole time.
Mm.
Although I did skate with the kids, but then I have a hurt shoulder, like I have a knot in the middle of my shoulder right now, and holding kids while they're skating, and they're just like resting on me, making me be their support system. Like, no, you got to skate. You got to keep skating.
Yeah, and you'd think children would know better than to rely on you as a support system. You have to stop lining them up like that.
I can't tell if you're in a mean mood today or I'm just in an extra sensitive mood because I'm in pain.
Oh, no.
It's probably that.
It's all in good fun.
Yeah, it is.
What
did you do?
A fair amount of drinking.
Actually. Oh, I was going to say smoked with a woman.
No, with my smoking woman. There is a new place that just opened up. I'm sure you've seen it. It's called The Steak Pub. It's on Beverly and Catalina, right by the laundromat.
Now, is that a Mexican place or is that a Korean place?
It's not. It's just a white place? Not everything is divided along racial boundaries.
I'm sorry. I'm very just caught up in all that right now.
Vic Mackey. Yeah. I'm just saying... it's just like it's amazing because that was my assessment of it. There's it must be a Mexican place or something like that. And I was like, Steak Pub, that'll never work here, you know? It's just a place. They have steaks, they have hamburgers, they have beer, they have wine, they have soju drinks. Do you know what soju is?
Yeah, it's a Korean.
I just discovered this.
It's a Korean liqueur that I think is made out of rice or something. So it's not, the alcohol content isn't hardcore. But you can make really fun mixed drinks in it.
No, but the alcohol content is pretty hardcore. Like, it's technically registered as a wine. So if you have a beer and wine thing, you can sell it.
That's why, yeah.
It's 24% alcohol.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, Shannon and I were drinking, I was drinking something called Yellow Fever. and she was having something called Sex on the Bar. And 4 to 7, this
I'm
place.
I'm now imagining you with Yellow Fever having sex with her on the bar.
It's... what can I say? The I feel like this is a something we should do as part of Kill Radio, is support the community. Yeah. I don't think of this as advertising. Like, these guys are just like really laid back, really sweet people, and they're just mm-hmm. trying to make something work in an environment that's not really friendly to that kind of thing.
Yeah, they're basically on the surface of the moon right now.
We were, unfortunately, it was me, it was Shannon, the two waitresses, one of which turned out to be the owner. And then there's like a manager, a drunk guy, and a security guard. That's everybody that was there. And they have happy hour 4 to 7 every day, 99-cent Natty Light on draft.
90-cent
natural light beer. It's not very good beer, but it's as good as Bud Light, I think. Yeah. And 20-ounce glasses. 99 cents.
Oh, my God.
So suffice it to say, we got so loaded on Friday that by the time we got over our hangovers, we were ready to go back on Saturday. Because the place is just so damn cool. I think we should start doing, like, Kill Radio meetings there and everything. And really, really supporting them. Because do you remember before it was a Mongolian restaurant?
I vaguely remember that.
It lasted for, like a month, and they just bailed on it because they couldn't generate any business.
Huh.
Because name three Mongolian dishes.
I only know you just take this up and you put in that big, huge spit.
That's all
you
I'm saying.
Spin it around.
That's all I'm saying. But did you know that they speak a language, and the language is called kosher?
Who does?
The Mongolians.
Really?
Yeah. That's my useless tidbit of information.
Now, do they call it kosher, or do we call it kosher?
No, because I asked them, because I went in there once when it was still the Mongolian restaurant, and I asked what language he was speaking, because it sounded like a cross between Chinese and Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's called kosher.
And do they keep the meat separate from the cheese?
I said, my people would love you. Yeah.
My people.
Yeah. No, but anyway, so I just want to give a shout out to the steak pub, because they're really cool, and the food is good, and people should go there, because it's right walking distance from Kill Radio.
Yeah.
Of course, we have people listening from Scotland right
and
now,
Bulgaria,
so I know that's not really relevant.
They don't care.
But we should, let's go to some music before, you know, because it's already 12:00 something. So, you know, it always starts out that way, too.
What? Well, how does it start out, John? I want to hear your assessment of how it always starts out, because I think I have a different one.
It always starts out as 12:00 something. That's all I was going to get.
Well, we never start right at 12:00. So
right.
Then our choice in those next 9 minutes is between 12:01 and 12:09. So mathematically, of course. Yeah. So you're just stating the obvious, and you're saying...
Well, you would agree that Paris is the capital of France, right? You would agree to that? Good,
yeah,
so we're back in agreement.
Agree
okay,
okay, good,
good. Good. We're back in agreement. So let's play some music. You want to go first?
Yeah. This is a band out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. They're called The Hideouts with a Y. MySpace.com, The Hideouts, HYDEOUTS, in case you didn't know where the Y went. That could have been a trick question. This is a band called No Sleep Tonight. You're listening to Here, Kill Radio.
The song is called No Sleep Tonight.
That's
band,
what I said.
You said this is a band called No Sleep Tonight.
Oh, the band's called The Hideouts. The song's called No Sleep Tonight. John's in a very correctional mood today. I got to mind my P's and Q's today.
Mark has a beating coming to him.
Thank you. Here, killradio.org.
Correctional facility. Yeah. We're here.
Jinx. That was Venomous Pinks. They're both out of both Orange County and the Inland Empire. That was a song called Mechanical Sun, myspace.com/venomouspinks.
Was it the Inland Empire? That's like a general geographic area,
yes,
or it's like a specific place?
It's a specific area, although it's, you know, like Orange
it's
County.
A specific general area?
Yes.
Specifically,
it's kind
named
of it's basically Riverside County and parts of LA County that get out that way, and San Bernardino County.
And do you have to say Inland Empire, or do you have to say Inland Empire?
You have to do the breathing of.
You have to do the whole breathing.
Darth Vader
thing.
Breathing.
Yeah, that's cool. I wish I lived in an empire. I mean, a general, specific one.
Aren't you at home in an empire, John?
I'm
oh,
very.
Oh no, you're the servant at home.
Yes,
the surf.
That's right. I take beatings and I report on them on Kill Radio. We have here.
So tell us about one, John.
Oh, you don't want to go there. No,
hey, I'm there now.
Hey, we watched the Fountain the other day.
Uh huh.
And it's really confusing. I'm still digesting it right now. I don't know if you're familiar with the premise of the movie, but it's. I knew something was up because I was telling someone that I was gonna watch it, and he was like, "Well, if you understand time to be linear, then you might not appreciate the movie." And I'm thinking, well, I'm gonna watch the movie in like an hour or so. Is that?
I mean, it's gonna take 5 days.
It made me feel really dumb. But anyway, I just felt like sharing that for no apparent
reason. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Because that's what this show is all about.
It's about sharing.
It's about sharing. It's about sharing and loving. We have a band from the Bay Area where everything is better.
No.
No, you don't think so?
No, I think the Bay Area is totally overrated.
Yeah. Bay Area. Such a ghetto. No, I like the Bay Area. I don't know. It's too expensive, but...
I love it up there. People talk about it like L.A. is like this pit of...
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mean the Bay Area is better in a literal sense. I just mean it's like the weather there. Like, I like it when like leaves fall and that kind of thing.
Overrated.
You know? Oh, yeah? Leaves falling? Overrated? Mm-hmm. All right. It's good. What was your name again?
Trisha.
Okay, good. Trusting Calliope comes to us from the Bay Area, and this is kind of an interesting story.
It's.
Am I pronouncing it wrong?
Yeah, it's
Calliope?
No, it's.
Calliope?
It's. No, I can't say it. It's the circus music stuff. Thank you.
Calliope.
My brain.
All right.
We have spirits with us today. That's why you're hearing these weird voices
Trusting
in the background.
Calliope. It says here it's a Greek myth. Calliope is the muse that presides over epic and heroic poetry. And this band was actually formed by two moms that happened to move in next door to each other and discovered that they were both really into music and formed a band.
Nice.
Like a
great
name
for a band.
And everything. So anyway, so here's a couple tracks from that. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
If I could just get through the day, those long and lonely cold dark days when I remind myself to breathe, I remind myself to eat. Remind myself that loving you isn't all there is to me. If I could just get through the day. Still pretend I can say my name and you're calling me. Touch myself and you're touching me. Lie there thinking you're loving me, and it all feels like a dream. Oh, I can still. Never coming home. It just smells. You're chasing. could face the day, but when you live your life in loving someone else, then you slowly fade away. And then you're just like me, a shell of who
listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. And that was Trusting
Calliope.
Calliope. Calliope. And you can check them out at trustingcalliope.com. And that's C-A-L-L-I-O-P-E.com. And, of course, they have a Pulse, so they also have a MySpace page. And that's that. Thanks for your submission. So, Mark, we meet again.
Hi, John.
This is funny because we're actually being interviewed while interviewing each other while doing the show.
And I've just basically blew my wad with the interviewers.
So I know. I just told them everything of interest. And so maybe we should just go back to music. Oh, wait. No. I want to talk about the war, man.
Which one?
That one, you
so
know.
So many.
Yeah,
the hot one or the cool one?
No, because we were talking on the phone before about today's show, and somehow we got off on a political tangent. It seems to happen to me a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, they just recently had the Iraq commission, and they determined that they're not allowed to say that we're losing the war, but they can say that we're not winning as many times as they want. And then they had the audacity to suggest that the major problem is that the Iraqi people aren't doing enough. I can't even say it without wanting to laugh.
Or
it's
cry.
The kind of laugh
it's
that
sad.
Tears get in your eyes. Exactly. I mean, to suggest that they're supposed to spontaneously just democratize themselves under a military occupation.
That's what
and the only person who
that's
notices
what I've come
this?
To really learn about our arrogance about our own democracy is that we think that we should just be able to give it away and people are just going to take it. But we've been practicing democracy for, what, 230 some odd years, and we're not totally 100% accurate with it ourselves, and now we're expecting these other countries who've lived under dictatorships or warlords or monarchies or whatever then just embrace democracy. It's kind of a evolution of thought. I mean, individual rights is, like, in terms of the scheme of things, is like a brand new concept. And then we're just shoving it down the throat. It's like, here, be democratic. But yeah. Don't vote for Hamas democratically because we don't like that.
Well, democracy around the world is the worst thing that could ever happen to the United States. We're always going out of our way to make sure it doesn't happen.
I guess if
you know,
left
to their
right.
own devices, they would make choices that are antithetical to what the United States wants.
Right. See, that's the
or
problem.
Or at least the corporations they're in.
Same difference.
Who knew this show was so deep?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes not so much.
So I'm gonna.
What?
We should move on.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Done.
All right.
I got nowhere to go.
So this is a band called Boom Shirin. They are out of Northampton, Midlands, UK, and their MySpace page is myspace.com/boomshirin. That's BOOMCHARIN. Almost makes me think of Charmin, the tissue paper. I don't know if they sell that over there, but I just thought I'd mention that. But they've actually been – they wanted me to let all our listeners know, our legion of listeners, know that they've been actually nominated for two categories at this year's BBC Radio Northampton Weekender Awards.
Nice.
And they've been nominated for Best Newcomer and Best Song.
I should also add, I've noticed that these guys promote really hard because I see their stuff on MySpace all mm-hmm. the time.
Yeah, so if you actually like what you hear, today, you can go to bbc.co.uk/weekender and you can vote for them.
Yeah, again, tell them Mark and John sent you.
Yeah, tell the BBC that.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, oh, Mark and John, really? bbc.co.uk/weekender. But here they are now. You may not want to vote for them. You may want to see if you can vote against them. Who knows? This song called Get Up, Get Out, you're listening to here at killradio.org.
Thank you.
where professionalism matters most. Here, here on killradio.org.
Speaking of fuck with a PH.
Oh! Zing! No. No, we were just chatting off the air about language and appropriate language and what's appropriate on the internet and what's appropriate on...
If you spell it differently, it's like, what was that? Did I do that?
No, I kicked a thing which knocked over a thing which pulled a thing out of the thing. Don't repatch the board, though.
So, again, that was Boom Sherin, Northampton, Midlands, UK, myspace.com/boomsherin. That last song was If I Knew the Way, I'd Go Back Home. And then, again, that was Get Up, Get Out. They sound really good to me. I hope the competition is just as good because they sound really good. But, again, if you'd like to vote for them, you can go to www.bbc.co.uk/weekender. And they're up for Best Newcomer and Best Song. Again, that's Boom Sherin. And if you need that address again, I don't even think – oh, yeah, we do. If you can instant message us at using AOL Instant Messenger. Kill Radio Station is the handle we use here. All one word, Kill Radio Station, and I'll be happy to give you that information again.
Isn't it weird it's impossible for me to say Kill Radio Station without also saying all one word after that? And I notice you do it too. Because it is all one word, but it's also kind of implied that it's all one word because it's an instant message handle.
Right.
So but it's become but it could be Kill Radio Station, all one word. Like, right. It's become
we
its own word.
That. We should have made that.
Speaking of words.
The handle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
You're welcome for that. I wanted to tell you something, and it completely slipped my mind.
Tell me.
And it had to do with and then you just changed the page, and now it had to do with the page you had open. Damn, live radio. Anyway, good on you, Boom Sherin. I can't think of what it was, but best of luck to them. And
if it comes to you later, don't call me at 11 o'clock tonight, because it's going to be too late. You'll have to let it go.
I will totally do that. We got something from a label called called Beer Can Records, which is awesome.
I think that's
out of Madison, Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent us a CD by an artist, by a band called The Peelers. The album is called Let's Detonate. And if you can go to myspace.com/The Peelers, as in one who peels, you know.
Bananas.
Skin, potatoes, cucumber.
Car driving.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that one.
Thank you.
Mark's much better with words.
Advantage. I'm Caldwell.
I'm good with people.
Are you saying I'm bad with people?
these guys, Beer Can Records, The Peelers, Let's Detonate. With the name of the Let's Detonate, I'm sure this rocks. So let's go ahead and play it. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
Because the sun always shines, the spread of control is really.
Yes. That was some...
That was Detonation.
Old school punk from the Peelers. Let's Detonate. So check them out. You can check out Beer Can Records online as well as myspace.com/thePeelers. And where's that from? Madison, Chicago. The city next to the Windy City. No, that is the Windy City. Now, wait a minute. Chicago's not even a state. What's going on here?
Where is that?
Maybe
they have offices in both Madison, Wisconsin, and Chicago.
You know what? That makes a lot more sense than whatever I was talking about.
Which is usually the case.
Yes.
That's why I'm here.
Did you refer to me earlier today as high-functioning Down syndrome?
Off mic, yes.
Yeah. Oh, and now I've brought it. And that, yeah, now I'm airing our dirty laundry. Yes. No, I just... Their last album was called The Get Down Syndrome.
I know. I saw. Just I thought that was
hilarious.
Awesome.
And I guess they're read by... Corey Statler. That's the drummer. Never mind. I was looking for something. I was like, who?
Speaking
who's
of
the
Get
Peeler?
Down Syndrome.
Who's the Peeler? Oh, well. Anyway, that's that. So, what else is new, Mark?
I don't know. Hanukkah's right around the corner. Getting ready to party?
No. I'm tired of having to explain this.
That's why I brought it up. I knew I was going to have this reaction.
It's not a real holiday.
I know. That's where we laugh about it.
I mean, I guess.
At our WASP meetings we have?
I don't know.
Where we eat mayonnaise sandwiches and...
Whatever. They don't
totally.
Like gay people into those meetings.
Oh, totally. They love us. We're entertainment.
Well, it's common misconception that Hanukkah is an important holiday in the Jewish culture, and it isn't. It's a celebration
fuel.
Of a war victory. It's about fuel.
It's about fuel.
Yeah, the fuel of one candle that happened to burn for 8 days, and now no one will let us live it down. And, you know, it's a happy festive occasion, but in terms of the grand scheme of things, it's one of the least important holidays in the Jewish religion. Mm-hmm. But, of course, it's made a big deal of because of the time in which it takes
time
place.
Time coincides yeah. with the over-the-top, has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus decadence of Christmas.
Shannon was saying she was at Target the other day getting some Christmas presents, and there was a woman there who stopped an employee, and in this very sort of vitriolic, she's like, I see there's a lot of Christmas stuff here. Where's the Hanukkah section? It was really funny.
Which Target was this? West Hollywood?
Yeah. And
that is the total Jewish model Target.
Is it?
Have you noticed? Everyone there is either a Hasidic Jew family, they're all wearing the yarmulkes, or they're like hot models. Gay or straight?
Well, I think it's
has a very specific demographic.
Obviously, I'm all for equal opportunity and treating everybody fairly, mm-hmm. and people celebrate Hanukkah. It's as much an American Jewish practice as anything else. But the whole emphasis on the marketing of it is, you know, I mean, I know I shouldn't complain because Christmas has it much worse, but it's still kind of just silly. You know, it's like now everything has to be blue and silver, or it's you know, it's like. Everybody's asking me if I'm getting like 8 presents and you know, no.
I mean, if Hanukkah went that route, you'd see these crazy, you know, 6-foot-tall dreidels that light up and play music and spin made in China.
Yeah. Oh, I have one of those actually. So no, we did. We bought a fake Christmas tree, which is an amazing discovery. Apparently there are forests full of fake Christmas trees.
I have two.
It comes out of a box, and you separate the limbs, and then the limbs have like wire with plastic, what do you call the needles on them, right?
Uh-huh,
pine tree.
Uh-huh.
And,
welcome to Christmas, yes.
And, so then you, like, open it all up, and it kind of sort of looks like a tree, and then you put stuff on it, and then it really looks like a tree.
Yeah.
So we, of course, put blue and white stuff on it.
Right.
I'm still looking for a giant Star of David to put on the top.
That'd be awesome. Like, it gets even better. At the spiritual center where I go to, quote-unquote, church, they had these trees. I'm like, where did those trees come from? They start off looking like wreaths, and you pull them up from the center, and they become 6-foot-tall, already lit trees. You just plug it in. And
wow.
Then you just put it back down. It shrinks back down into a box. You put it away.
That's so IKEA.
Doesn't get better than that.
Amazing. Well, good. Who needs trees anyway? Cut them all down.
Part of the reason I haven't put my trees out yet is I don't feel like putting it together. It's a pain in the ass.
They produce all this oxygen and stuff. We don't need that.
Oxygen is kind of overrated.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to be high.
Like when we do this show.
Totally. That's why I kind of turned down the oxygen in here.
I appreciate that. It is a little warm in here. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm wearing a wool sweater.
And I'm here.
Oh, yeah. That's great. That's great. You went 30 minutes without an official gay reference.
Sexual harassment.
Yeah. It's so hard to work here. It's a good thing I don't get paid.
We're going to go to Scotland.
Haven't been there in what, a day? I've missed you.
We are so popular there. Or not, maybe. That's what
I want to go.
Maybe these
go.
Are all the crappy bands that send us the music.
Like, in my mind, Scotland is made up of all these bands. So, like, when we go there, we won't be able to walk 2 feet without running into one of them.
Getting waved down the street. Exactly. Hey, John and Mark.
Who's this next
guy? This is Graeme Ramsey.
So we'll get there and we'll be like, Graeme, what's Graeme. Up? And they'll be like, oh, you're Mark and John.
Yeah. This is he is out of – it's funny, the spelling and then the pronunciation, totally two different worlds as far as my American English is concerned. But he's out of Glenrothes, Scotland, and this is a song called Gowdy Motor. You are listening to Hear Hear still on killradio.org.
Congratulations, you've made it this far.
Two sisters. Step in the arena is a classic. Kids now don't take no for an answer. Parents, man, ain't shit these days. Cause everyone's manners seem to gone away. But I'm worse, so who the fuck am I? I don't wanna talk about it, now's not the time. I'm not a good friend, waiting for the end. And wish a rope bulletproof from the bends. Outlaw, cause I don't follow rules of what hip-hop says to do. And don't give a fuck, rappers are pretentious. I'm sick like that girl in A Tale of Two Sisters. An outsider to the mainstream, and not respected by the underground scene. A loner since childhood, maybe it was for the good. All your friends have misunderstood. And that's fine, cause it will tell me who my friends are and who is with me. In all black like Johnny Cash, the truth is I barely even listen to rap. An outlaw, cause I don't follow rules of what hip-hop says to do. And don't give a fuck, rappers are pretentious. I'm sick like the girl in A Tale of Two Sisters.
For us.
Thank you very much. So we're going to go and let you play the rest of your music.
Thank you. For those of you who are listening right now, we're being interviewed by the
by Laura and
State
Juan.
Department for things we can't talk about on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see where it goes from there. And thank you for your interest in us.
Are all in line this year, William.
Yes.
And we really love the Patriot Act, Miss Laura.
Yes.
Thank you so much
so
for
enjoy
it.
Enjoy the Patriot Act. Because before... Before I had to make all my own decisions, now everything is decided for me, the way it should be.
And now I know
Father knows
so,
best.
So many ways that I can do wrong.
Who were we just listening to?
That was Michael Knott out of Los Angeles.
I've heard of him. I've seen his CD at mm-hmm. Amoeba, and I've seen him on MySpace.
That was a song called Outlaw, MySpace.com/Michael Knott, and that's not spelled N-H-A-T.
No, it is spelled N-H-A-T. Sorry.
What did I say?
You said it's not spelled N-H-E-T.
I did? Oh.
Because his name is not.
I'm going to punch you.
If I make a bad joke,
I wish
you shouldn't
this was video.
Have to explain it.
No, I'm sorry. It's
I should be able to make a bad joke and you just roll your eyes.
No, you know what it is? I'm in so much pain today that I'm literally trying to understand everything you're saying and my eyes are crossing left and right because of my shoulder. So I'm
questioning. Was this an injury that you got ice skating?
No. I went to bed mad and I woke up with a knot in my shoulder. Let
well,
that be a lesson, kids.
Lesson.
Don't go to bed mad. I tried to meditate out of it, and I couldn't. So
all right, then.
So,
let's go back to music.
Yeah, that was Michael Knott, and it's spelled N-H-A-T, so myspace.com/Michael Knott. And then again before that was Graham Ramsey from Glenrothes, Scotland. That, of course, is the UK. Nowhere near Madison or Chicago, John.
No.
I mean, relatively speaking, compared to the moon, yes. But no. So it was great. Thank you, guys. And I'm so glad we got another Scottish submission. We're so big there.
Keep them coming, Scotland. We're not afraid.
We're so big there. It's not even funny.
I have a band here called The Winter Room, and I'm going to play them next.
Okay.
What do you think of that? MySpace.com/The Winter Room. They're from Florida. And,
Florida.
They recommended a track, so I want to make sure I play the tracks that they recommended. Okay, good. All right, so this is The Winter Room, and you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Been all you know now. It's what
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
So we're just listening to The Winter Room, come to us from, how do you think you pronounce this? Healy?
I don't even know where to look. Oh, it's...
Calliope?
No, I think it's Hialeah.
Hialeah, Florida?
Yeah.
Hialeah.
That's even better.
The non-native speaker kicks our ass.
We got to call
the non-native English speaker, Juan, kicks our ass.
Thank you, Juan.
God.
All right, we're going to have to call this the language episode.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So The Winter Room, myspace.com/The Winter Room. You can also email them. They give us TheWinterRoom@gmail.com. So thank you, George, Carlos, Alexis, and Fernando, because they gave us the names. Mm-hmm. So I might as well say them. And the two tracks we were just listening to are called Alabama and We Never Stood a Chance. And I don't know much more about that, but my guess is that those are coming from an EP of some sort that perhaps is available.
My sources say the same thing, John.
Your sources concur?
Yes.
Good.
You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about switching over the stream. Let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah? We have to do it while we're talking about it.
Yeah, this is where we switch over the stream. It's like this kind of magical moment. We should almost come up with some theme music.
Ooh, that's a good idea. This is where 1 hour of the show ends and a new hour begins. And it happens like this. Okay, do it.